भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Hare Krishna. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 13, Chapter entitled Rahugana Converses with Jada Bharat. Text 13.
Anyona Vitya Vyatishanga Vridhya अन्योन वित्त व्यतिशंग वृद्ध्या वैरानुबंधो विवहन्मिथश्च वैरानुबंधो विवहन्मिथश्च अध्वन्यमुष्मिन् उरुकृच्छ वित्त अध्वन्यमुष्मिन् उरुकृच्छुर वित्त बाधोपसर्गैर्विहरन् विपन्ना बाधोपसर्गैर्विहरन् विपन्ना अन्योन वित्त्या व्यतिशङ्ग वृद्धा वैरानुबन्धो विवहन्मिथश्च अध्वन्यमुष्मिन् उरुकृच्छुर वित्त बाधोपसर्गैर्विहरन् विपन्ना। वादोपसर्गैर्विहरन् विपन्ना अन्योन वित्त्या व्यतिशङ्ग वृद्धा वैरानुबन्धो विवहन्मिथश्च अन्योन्यमुष्मिन्नुरुकृच्छ्रवृत्त्या बाधोपसर्गैर्विहरन् विपन्ना अन्योन वित्त्या व्यतिशङ्ग वृद्धा मन्नानुस्मेनुरुकृच्छ्रवृत्ता बाधोपसर्गैर्विहरन् विपन्ना अन्योन वित्त्या व्यतिशङ्ग वृद्धा वैरानुबन्धो विहन्मिथश्च अध्वन्यमुष्मिन्नुरुकृच्छ्रवृत्त्या बाधोपसर्गैर्विहरन्
माताजीस्
अन्योन वित्त्या व्यतिशङ्ग वृद्धा वैरानुबन्धो विवहन्मिथश्च अन्मुष्मिन्नुरुकृच्छ्रवृत्ता बाधोपसर्गैर्विहरन्
वट् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग्
अन्योना वित् वन् अनदर्
Vittavetti Shanga. By monetary transactions. Vriddha. Increased. Vaira Anubandha. One is encumbered by enmity. Vivahan. Sometimes marrying. Mitha. One another. Cha. And. Adhvani. On the path of material existence. Hamushmin. That. Urukritra. By great difficulties. Vittabadha. By scarcity of money. Upasargaya. By diseases. Viharan. Wandering. Vipanna. One becomes fully embarrassed. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Due to monetary transactions, relationships become very strained and end in enmity. Sometimes the husband and wife walk on the path of material progress, and to maintain their relationship they work very hard. Sometimes due to scarcity of money or due to diseased conditions, they are embarrassed and almost die. Purport. In this material world, there are many transactions between peoples and societies, as well as between nations. But gradually these end in enmity between the two parties. Similarly, in the marriage relationship, monetary transactions are sometimes overpowered by the dangerous conditions of material life. One then becomes diseased or monetarily embarrassed. In the modern age, most countries have developed economically, but due to business exchanges, relationships seem to be strained. Finally, wars are declared between nations, and as a result of these upheavals, there is destruction all over the world and people suffer heavily. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Larita Shri Vishakam Vitamsya Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratushe Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpa Taru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to seek blessing from all the Vaishnavas, especially senior devotees sitting here, so that they can bless me, I can discuss something whatever heard and read, for my own purification. Prabhupada writes in the translation, due to monetary transactions, relationships become very strained and end in enmity. Sometimes the husband and wife walk on the path of material progress, and to maintain their relationship, they work very hard. Sometimes, due to scarcity of money or due to diseased condition, they are embarrassed and almost die. Very small purport also, but we see translation and purport. You know, it seems to start from a very normal thing, and Prabhupada opens the purport also that in the world there are many transactions, but based on money, and ending with either death or wars, and war will eventually lead to that. So everything Prabhupada has just told in few lines. So when we analyze this, we see how people are trying so hard in the material world. But as it is said in the scriptures, you know, even though one may try for thousands of lifetimes, very hard, if he is working without the shelter of Krishna or without the blessings of Krishna and devotees, he will not achieve success, ultimate success. We may see he may have some success in material life, but ultimately everything will go away. You see, with big businessmen, big business families, you know, they come and rule almost over the country for many years, but ultimately the owner has to go. In Europe there was one family business. In India we know family business, Tata and Birla being the oldest from 100 years. But in Europe there is a family business which is going from 700 years. Same people are ruling over 700 years. And finally, 100 years back everything is lost. Now no one knows them. Where are they? And what is their business? Here Prabhupada is stressing too much that because we are talking about so much economic development, but without taking help from the scriptures, that means we are on the wrong path, and that will not lead us to the ultimate success, and we will never be happy. And how wars happen, you know, we see this two great wars also, Ramayana and Mahabharata, which happened. Both started with this only, you know, Duryodhan wanted money and kingdom, Ravana also wanted to enjoy. But at the end, fate was same for both of them. Recently, in 1914, this World War first happened, which shook the entire world. What is the history? They say because of some prince, some queen or some king, some problem happened, started. And this got over. Now, after World War, entire economy was broken down. And we saw the greatest depression of the world in 1930s. So people were all over thinking whether this is the end of the world, this is how we will just finish, or is there anything more now? Because World War happened, many people have lost their lives, many people have lost their complete wealth, nations have become bankrupt. What is the future? As usual, Americans being the leader, they thought we have to revive this economy. How this economy went down? Because of World War I. How to revive the economy? Because no one is purchasing anything in the market. People don't have money. We need to generate money. And we need to make sure that money is floating. Entire transaction is based on money. So what they did, they started marketing all over the world. That, you know, World War has happened and now we have come up with the latest armaments and weapons. So that if again next World War will happen, or if you are challenged with another enemy, you will be equipped completely. Like we say to devotees, if you are going office, better to pray to Narsingadev. He will protect you all over in the environment. So they are telling, you know, you take these weapons, guns and bombs. What was the plan? Because people all over the world, they will buy weapons, and America will receive lot of money, and eventually the money will float. And we see this is how the recession got over. And it led to another world war. Again destruction. And then gradually again now things are coming. The same thing is happening now also. 2009 we saw the recession. Same things. America still propagating the weapons. Telling everyone. Now there is practically a nuclear weapon in every part of the world. Prabhupada writes here. Finally, wars are declared between the nation. As a result of appeal, there is destruction all over the world. Initially, there were, you know, some small weapons. Now they have nuclear weapons. And all over the world, like Prabhupada used to say, United Nation. Every year a new flag is coming and we are talking about United Nation. There is no one flag. So all the relationship between the nation, they talk that we are very happy and we have a good relation with other nations, but everyone has a selfish desire to earn more money. And when this is defeated, war. So here we see everyone is working to earn so much money. But clearly scripture mention, more money does not make you happy. Money is not directly proportional to happiness. It is not that someone who has more money, he will be most happy. Otherwise we would have Shri Radharas Bihari Sidharam Lakshman Shri Gaur Nita Eki. Otherwise we would have the billionaires and multi-billionaires of the country or of the world, most happiest person on planet. But they are regularly taking the course of art of mind control. Even though having so much money, they are leaving everything. It started with Bill Gates. 11 consecutive years he was the richest man on the planet. And he left everything, saying that I am not happy. I want to do something else. Clear mention is given that with happiness, it's not that you have to be rich to become happy. Nowadays also we see, and this trend came, like Europe and America, the trend came up because we need more money, so let along with husband, wife should also work. And then this trend came into India also. And most of the IT companies, they are ending up with divorces. People who are working, because both are working. We are not saying that it is wrong to work, but the main focus was the husband in the Vedic culture will go and earn money and feed the entire family, and wife at home will take care of children. And you know, there was no such thing that 7 days working. Or even if it was 7 days working, there was a lot of time for their family. And now because children are not getting time, they are not getting trained up in culture. I went to one park almost like 10 years back. I went to one park in morning 7 o'clock. And I saw one school student, 5th class student sitting in the park. 7 o'clock in the morning. I said, what are you doing here? You should go to school. He said, my school is at 9 o'clock. I said, why are you then here? Ready with your school dress, with your tiffin bag and water bottle. He said, because my mother and father both have to go job at 6:30 in the morning. So what will I do? They drop me in the park. And after 2 hours, bus will come and pick me up. And I'll go to school. So we're not saying that, you know, you don't earn money because the prices are increasing. But who has to, but someone has to take care of child also. In terms of giving him nourishment, cultural nourishment, emotional nourishment. Which is missing big time. And now, like 10 years later, we see in Bombay, almost every home the same situation is happening. That is why the culture was that woman will stay at home and will take care. And father will give time. Now if both are working, they should both take some quality time and spend with their children. And that is how people will get culture. Material adjustment, you know, everyone is trying to do material adjustment. And people are pushing also, entire society is pushing. School child, he reaches 6th class and he is just told, okay, you just clear 8th, then everything will be alright. And he clears 8th, then 10th, then 12th, and he is being pushed. And he reaches that at the point where he is married, and now he is, because he has been pushed and trained in the same way, he is thinking, okay, if I change this external situation, everything will be alright. So I am working and earning today 2 lakh rupees per week. Now if I look for a job which will give me 3 lakh rupees per week, I will become more happy. That is what the training we have given. And because of training, he is trying to hop the jobs and still seeing the same misery. Yesterday I was talking to one devotee. He was in Bombay and now he has gone to his hometown Chandigarh to work. It is the same problem. Here was some other problem, but there is some other problem. Even though he said, no, I will go there, I will take up this job and I will be very happy with this confidence event. But just by changing external, I told him, things will not work. As Prahlad Maharaj has told in 7th canto, that if Krishna does not want to save your child, doctors cannot do anything. If Krishna does not want to feed us, even though food is in front of us, we cannot eat. So clearly Prahlad Maharaj says in that verse that happiness is not dependent on the adjustment we do externally. It is more dependent on how we are obedient to Krishna's law. Even it is said a father, mother, anyone, they cannot protect their children. They are like false soldiers, he says. Who cannot protect? And ultimately we say it's Krishna who can protect. Otherwise why so many children will have to leave their body at the early age? Even their parents are there. It is said in the Ram Rajya, until and unless father is there in the family, no one younger will leave the body. That was the rule. That was the culture. And we see people ask, then how is it possible to stay, you know, having a Krishna conscious life or God centered life and not work hard and still be happy? And we see example, we have Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur will just, whatever Mother Malini will ask, you know, whatever requirement, he'll just clap 3 times, pray to Krishna and comes. Now we may say, oh, Srivas Thakur was a great devotee and 500 years back, now the things have changed, inflation has increased. But we see just few decades back, Srila Prabhupada used to talk about his father. And he said, Prabhupada said, my father would earn not more than 250 rupees per month. And what was his schedule? Prabhupada said he will wake up little late, around 7 or 8. Then he'll go for purchasing. Then from 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock he'll do his puja. Then 1 o'clock he'll go to his store and he'll take 1 hour rest in the store. And then come at 10 o'clock, come at evening and then again do puja. Prabhupada said, my father's main business was deity worship. Sometime he will just go to business. And then Prabhupada told, but is there anything that was lacking in our house? In every mango season, mango was 1 rupee dozen that time. In every mango season, we will be running here and there with, you know, hands full of mangoes. And we never have to ask, can I have one more mango? Bill Prabhupada's father said, Prabhupada said that my father will take cart load of coal and rice for whole year. I mean, he was a simple businessman. He was not working so hard. Few hours he was going for business. And today also many families are maintaining like that. So it is very much possible that a living entity can become happy without working, without putting too much endeavor for material success. Endeavor we must put, but it should not go beyond. Right. And Prabhupada says in teachings of Queen Kunti, economic problem will be solved just by becoming obedient to Krishna. All the economic problem of the world will come to end. Huh? And then he says about animals. We see Prabhupada talks about so many animals in the world, they are living. Prabhupada gives example of this elephant in Africa, and that elephant will eat 40 kgs every day. Who is supplying? They are not working hard. And my mother used to say, in my childhood only, my mother used to teach me, jisne chira diya hai, wo khira bhi dega. Chira matlab, the opening, the mouth. Someone has given mouth, he'll give you the food also, you don't worry. And you know, some sanskars may be where that I am here and we don't have to worry. And that's why yesterday I was talking this with Sundar Chandra and he added, खीरा ही नहीं, राजबिहारी जी खीर भी देते हैं यहां पे. इट्स नॉट ओनली अबाउट खीरा, एवरीथिंग इज प्रोवाइडिंग. जस्ट वी हैव टू वर्क फॉर हिम, वी हैव टू फोकस ऑन हिम. वी सी एनिमल सो मच फूड दे गेट, दे नेवर हैव इवन दे डोंट हैव प्रॉब्लम लाइक इनडाइजेशन. नो एनिमल डाइज बिकॉज ऑफ ओबेसिटी और ओवर ईटिंग. एवरीथिंग इज गोइंग ऑन बैलेंस. Prabhupada writes in this, Prabhupada gives a lecture of teachings of Govindakandi. He writes, we must simply become obedient to Krishna and the supply will be there. Therefore, Krishna conscious person has no economic problem. Everything is sufficiently supplied by Krishna. And then Prabhupada talks that in Los Angeles, our neighbors are very envious. They are saying, you people don't do anything, you just chant, dance and eat, and still you have four cars. And four cars in late 60s or early 70s was big time. You all have four cars. And then Prabhupada will say, oh yes, we have four cars because our father is very rich. He is the richest and most opulent person in the creation. He is providing us. If you want, you also join to us. Chant with us, eat prasadam with us, stay with us. We will provide all the facilities. Then they say, no, we can't do that. We can't chant and dance like you. Prabhupada in another lecture says that I started with 40 rupees from India. And he gives this lecture in, I think, 68. And he says, today, our monthly expenditure of all over ISKCON in all the branches is more than 40 lakh rupees. From where this money is coming? I never went and started some business in America, Prabhupada says. I just came here, chanted under a tree, few disciples came and they sincerely served the mission, and we see Krishna is providing everything. So there is no lack of anything. And today the entire movement has grown. And that 40 rupees also came back. The capital went to America and came back to India also. So practically with zero, Prabhupada started. Although the living entity is son of the richest, most opulent, he has created a bread problem, Prabhupada says. This is called ignorance. What Prabhupada is saying, even the living entity being the son of the most richest person, he still has created for himself the bread problem. This is ignorance. So there was, there is a living entity in the material world is trying hard to work on something and they mess up the things and create another big problem for them, when the solution of that earlier problem is already lying there. Bhagavad Gita is said that Krishna says, Lord Vishnu says, I am sending this, scriptures and mantra, and you just enjoy. Do this yajna and enjoy. But people didn't take that advice of Lord and they started working hard, running on their cars and trucks and purposes, building their industries and factories. Ultimately no one became happy. Then he says, people say, if I do not solve my bread problem, if I do not drive trucks and cars, how can I live? Then Prabhupada uses the heavy word, this is the nonsense of our modern civilizations, Prabhupada says. So the modern civilization, in the name of being modern, we are just running away from Krishna. And running away from the facility he is providing to us. It's like example given is, a mother is cooking in the kitchen and she is cooking for 10 people in the family. Everyone will have the food and they are having food. But one fine day this 3-year-old daughter comes and she says, mother, I want to cook myself for me. Then mother tries to explain that you cannot do. You are very small to do the things. No, she is like bent on. She said, okay, I will only cook for me. Then mother gives something. Okay, take little dough from the bigger dough. Take little, atta and all that, start cooking sabji. And after the cooking is done by mother, she also is finished with the cooking. What is the result of her cooking? Burnt chapatis. So this is the condition of living entity. Krishna is providing everything, but he wants to leave Krishna and leave the idea given by Krishna, and he wants to start on his own new venture. Then how is it possible to get the solution? So here Narad Muni says, person who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet Brahmaloka down to the lowest planet Patala. As far as happiness is derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in the course of time. Just as in the course of time, we obtain miseries even though we do not desire them. This common thing people say, that, and they know, when we ask many people, they, especially in India, they say, yes, we know that whatever is our destiny will come. They know, sukh dukh barabar aayega, time pe aayega. But then what is the problem? Even though they know, they are not obedient to Krishna. Prabhupada is saying happiness will come, economic problem will be solved just by becoming obedient to Krishna. So because people are not obedient and they are in a rebellious mood, they are going away from Krishna, starting their own thing. What they achieve is definitely not the happiness, not even material happiness. Even whatever money they acquire is either taken by thieves, or heavy tax levied by government, or increase in prices, inflation. So from every side, they ultimately lose money and they lose everything. Like it is said that in young age, a person gives his health to get the wealth. And at old age, he gives his wealth, hard-earned wealth, to get his health. Whatever may be, at the end, both are gone. Money is also gone and life is also gone. Health and wealth both are gone. So what is the use? What are the use of such lifestyle which you at the end of the, you know, your life, you don't have anything to count on. The people know that we will live. Even though people have understanding that ultimately it will go away, they are still not able to follow Krishna consciousness. They still want to go on with their own propaganda, with their own agenda, away from God. Like here Prabhupada writes, similarly in marriage relationship, monetary transactions are sometimes overpowered by dangerous conditions of material life. What it is, suppose two families, you know, there's a marriage arranged between two families, a girl and a boy. And everything, and they say, yes, yes, you know, our hearts are meeting, you know, we are in complete synchronization, harmony, we like each other family, we love each other family, we are so happy. At the time of marriage, one penny you give less as a dowry, and immediately the war will start. This is what happens at the time of marriage, Prabhupada says. So ultimately, again coming to the same point that everything is going right, but when you start looking for money, things are gone. In nations also, we see small trigger take place in any of the transaction, everything is just gone. So here Prabhupada is saying that economic development is not possible, or we cannot come out of our economic problems which we have ourselves created. We cannot come out our own self. It's like a silkworm getting stuck in its own cocoon and dies. We have only created this problem, and this problem are again now taking our lives. So for devotees also, it's very important
as devotees, we should understand. And that is why Prabhupada said we will have our own farms and our own food. Prabhupada is once talking to devotees of New Vrindavan, and he says that we have such a wonderful land here, and we are growing our own rice, we are growing our own pulses and vegetables and flowers and fruits, and we can make our own cloth also. What is the use of working hard like other people and then buy? You work hard and then get some money and give money to buy the facilities. It's better you work little less in your own community and grow your own things. And today so many farms in ISKCON are coming up. Self-sufficient communities. Prabhupada was always against, like in one lecture Prabhupada was saying, because earlier the book distribution started, so we were selling books, getting money, the profit will go for either again book distribution or building temples. Then incense came, spiritual sky incense. And then devotees came with the idea that if we sell jewelry, if we start selling jewelry, we'll earn so much money, and then we can build more temples. Then Prabhupada became very angry in one lecture, and he says that, today we started with books, then we want to sell this paraphernalia, and now we are selling jewelry. And then you will die, next birth again become jeweler. Puna Mushika Bhava. Prabhupada says, because consciousness of businessman and jeweler, so you'll again become jeweler, you'll never become devotee. So Prabhupada from starting on was very clear that we don't want this economic development. That is not the solution. You just take the process of Krishna consciousness and things will move on. Another idea came to make, in proper time, to make gold from bell metal. However, there was a lot of profit, and it was told to Prabhupada that we'll be having a big venture, and then we'll get lot of profit, and then we'll spread ISKCON far and wide. Intention was good, but Prabhupada can see the future. If you once bring in this thing, everything will be lost. So just focus on the core facilities, chanting, dancing, Harinam, distribution of books, and Krishna will provide everything. Prabhupada said, my father told, Prabhupada's father used to tell Prabhupada that Krishna has 10 hands and we have 2. If Krishna wants to take away things from us, can we protest? From our 2 small hands, how can we protest if Krishna from his 10 big hands want to take everything from us? And if Krishna wants to give us with our 10 hands, we even can't accept. So much he can give us. So this even Srila Prabhupada says in all the books, all his lectures, he's saying, just depend on Krishna. Just chant and things will come. You have seen our previous Acharya, Gaurakrishna Babaji or Jagannath Das Babaji, so much facilities and opulent people will just bring. What they were doing? They were not even going out and spreading the mission as such as Srila Prabhupada did. They were just doing their bhajan. And because they were doing bhajan, Krishna was sending the things. But Prabhupada saw the situation as one disciple asked Prabhupada, can we just chant and go back to Godhead? Prabhupada said, yes. Then why are we not just chanting? Why are we doing so many services? Prabhupada says, to purify our heart, we need services also. Not just by chanting you can go back to Godhead. Because pure holiness will come when you will do services. Purify your heart. So we should not take the interpretation because our acharyas have just sat and I will also just sit and do bhajan and then over. The Prabhupada gave such a wonderful combination of service and sadhana. So many services and so many opportunities to practice our devotional service. Even devotees working in farm, they tell, it's such a beautiful environment. They say we are living in mode of goodness, automatically. Here, outside cities we are getting this, in the cities we are getting this genetically modified food. There in the farms you have natural food. So this is economic development actually. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Like on that the Vaishnava Prabhu was saying that money is actually anartha. There is no artha in that. The 16 problems come along with money, 15 problems. It is anartha, it is not artha. When it will become artha? These four things are protected by dharma and by moksha from both the sides. And people have left both the edges. Yeah, as it is said, cutting edge technology. So they have cut both the edges only in the name of technology. And what is left is kama and artha. This is cutting edge technology. Because they want to gratify their senses, they need money. And they earn money, work very hard, still they cannot gratify their senses. So a person who is just running behind to gratify his own senses, he will never become happy. And person who is trying, even trying Prabhupada says, to give satisfaction to the senses of Krishna, to the Rishikesh, he will achieve the ultimate happiness in the life. This is how the economic problem can be solved. When many people, sometimes we go outside, they ask that, recently I was in a train and two policemen were going. And they said, you people don't do anything. And still you get so many things. I said, you join our party. I repeated Prabhupada's statement. I said, you are also working for one government, we are working for universal government. You come and join our government and you will automatically get anything. No, we want to work hard. Then come in our movement and work hard and see how devotees are working hard. It just seems that from outside our devotees are having very happy life. They eat prasadam and sleep. But here the devotees who are managing, who are going for book distribution, going for Harinam, going for preaching, so much anxiety they are taking. Not only physical toll, but even so much mental stress they are taking. When we go out for book distribution, so many people, and it is already said, even Nityananda Prabhu has to face so many anti-people who are just closing the doors when Nityananda Prabhu will go. And then we saw Jagai Madai, who was about to kill Nityananda Prabhu. He has to face so many things. So we are coming in the same, you know, generation, inherited the same, you know, property or what you say, the same qualities. We are also getting the same things. So it's not easy. For outsiders, they think very easy, very simple life. But then when you come, then they can't come. So they cannot leave what they have. So here we saw how Prabhupada talks about that working hard without Krishna will not lead to any development. Forget about economic development, there is no kind of development. And then how even we earn more money will not be happy. Happiness will only come when we take shelter of Krishna. And Krishna, being the loving and most merciful Father for all the living entities, is ready to provide everything we want. He has given the entire material world for us. Because a jiva desire material world, He created the entire material world for us. And now He wants us back, and He will take us back. It is only our desire. Prabhupada said once, what is that we have? We have only desire. And the difference between a living entity, you know, a living entity going from material world to spiritual world is the desire. One intense desire to go to spiritual world and everything else will be provided. How many of us, when we came to Krishna consciousness, we thought what will happen? You know, we're just thinking, okay, good program, good bhajan, good kirtan, good books, and we just started. And before that, some sincerity was there, people came. So this is how Narad Muni says that should not endeavor for material happiness, it will automatically come. whatever is your quota of happiness or misery, it will still come. So, in conclusion, here it is said by in Bhagavatam, Kamasya Nenendriya Pritir Labhato Jiveta Yavata Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa Nartho Yasya Karma Bhi. Life's desire should never be directed towards sense gratification. One should desire only a healthy life or self-preservation. Since a human being is meant for inquiry about the absolute truth, nothing else should be the goal of one's work. Only goal should be Tattva Jigyasa, inquiry about the life. This is what we see Srila Prabhupada is saying in this purport. Hare Krishna. Any comments?
Krishna Guruji, very enlightening class, and you have used so many Prabhupada quotation and pastimes. So I just have wanted to make one comment regarding service. You said Prabhupada said this material civilization accepted dharma as a bhog dharma and tyag dharma, but Krishna said sarva dharman parityajye. So Krishna is telling about this dharma, bhoga and tyag, these two dharma you live up and accept one dharma, that is service dharma. So that's what. And second thing you said, you know, a woman also can work, but the thing is, in the Shastra it is said that woman before marriage he has to depend on his father, after marriage he has to take under the shelter of his husband, and if there is no husband then he has to be under his son, like Kunti Maharani. But nowadays, because they are, you know, wanted to become independent, and they gives up everything and they, you know, started working. So their mentality is not dependent, their mentality is independent. So that is why this clashes is happen. But if there is Krishna conscious, means Krishna conscious family, so woman also have the one goal that I wanted to serve Krishna, husband also have the one goal, I wanted to serve Krishna. In that consciousness, if they work outside also, so then we don't have any problem.
Yeah.
But because of without God, Krishna consciousness, this is what happening. Thank you very much.
Sure. Hare Thank Krishna. You. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. I have a question about money. Today, the situation is that without money, actually, we have no value.
Without?
Without money.
Money.
Okay. You may become a great singer or great devotee, or you have a good health or so on, but you have no money, you have no value in the society or in the family. So there is a slogan, the money is second God. So what is your opinion about this slogan?
I am sorry, not able to understand.
Money is second God.
Money is required, you are saying?
No, money is second God. There is a slogan, the money is second God. God.
So money is second God.
Yeah. So what is your opinion?
Yeah, first God is Krishna. So if you accept first God as Krishna, then automatically money will come. But then, see, nowhere it is mentioned that you should not earn. Even in Vedic culture, people used to earn. It's not that people were not earning. But the thing was, you go and run behind the second God, but don't leave the first God. Then automatically things will be controlled. And even when, you know, as you're one saying that one may be singer or musician, he can work and earn. That does not mean that because he is a singer, he has to sing for 24 hours in 6 shifts in different places to earn so much money that he is not sleeping all day. So I understood your question or not. This, as you said, money is required. So yes, money is required. Rajesh, okay.
Hare Krishna. By reading this purport, we can also conclude that barter system was good as compared to this money exchange and modernization. If barter system is there, then there is no chance of war and all. Is that we concluded with this?
Again, we can say it's an external adjustment only. Whether you take it as a barter system or you take it as a money system is external. Even if we go in barter system, India is producing so much, spices. Spices will go from India and bombs will come from outside. Same thing. So whether barter or money is external. What is internal, that is important.
Thank you very much.
The last question.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु.
हरे कृष्ण.
जैसे आपने फर्स्ट वर्ल्ड वार और सेकंड वर्ल्ड वार का जो बुराइयां बताई, वो एक आदमी ऐसे एक पंडित ज्योतिषी के पास चला गया, बोला थर्ड वर्ल्ड वार कब होगा, बोला एक बात पक्की बताता हूं दुबे, फोर्थ वर्ल्ड वार भी होगा. आपने फॉलो किया?
अच्छा, फोर्थ नहीं होगा.
थर्ड वर्ल्ड वार में 10 times दुनिया को खत्म किया जा सकता है. तो बोला होगा तो थर्ड वर्ल्ड वार ही होगा, फोर्थ वर्ल्ड वार नहीं होगा.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु. प्रभु, जस्ट नाउ आई वाज हियरिंग योर टीचिंग. आई हर्ड देयर इज अ डिजायर अबाउट द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड फ्रॉम द ह्यूमन बीइंग्स. I have recently joined, I started coming to ISKCON, just wanting to know how to control this material world desires. Can you just help me, please?
You mean material desires? How to control these material desires? Process is simple. If my capacity or my glass is filled with water, if a glass is filled with water and I want this water to go out and milk to come in, start pouring the milk. Initially it will be diluted, but because you will continue pouring the milk in the glass, you will eventually see that after some time there is only milk. So these material desires are already there and we cannot just remove them. It's like, we cannot, suppose we create darkness in a room, complete darkness. You push the darkness out. Can you push? We cannot push the darkness out. But we just lit a lamp and the darkness will go. So similarly, as you started coming, you keep coming, you chant Hare Krishna, attend classes, and you will see that things will eventually change. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. श्रील प्रभुपाद की